This is Push Button Influence, where the world's leading influencers candidly share their exact strategies for maximizing reach, accelerating growth, and generating massive exposure, all by leveraging the power of new media. You can become the next Larry King, Oprah, or Howard Stern. All you need to do is broadcast your brilliance. Push Button Influence teaches you how. Here are your hosts, Alex Mondoshian and Steve Olscher.
Hey, welcome everybody. I love when my last name is pronounced properly. I am right now blabbing from my sister's home. First time ever I kicked her out of her bedroom. So this is, you know, first time ever blabbing during the holidays. And Steve, I'm going to hand it to you. We have a close friend, a very, very talented internet marketer. And boy, has he had a meteoric rise over the years. What's the word for this particular blab? You know, we start with a word. So what's your word?
Well, my word for this particular blab is it going to show up? There it is. It's recurring. That's my word for this blab.
All right. Awesome. And my word is breakthrough.
Interesting.
And I will tell you, and I'll go straight to it with Russell. You know, for the past 20 years, I get on stage or I'm teaching, and let's say someone hires me to consult or whatever, and the thing I always tell them is, I want you to be bigger than me. I want you to be better than me. I want you to get more exposure than me. And nothing is more annoying when it actually happens, okay? So with Russell, not only has it happened, but it's happened in a big way. And my question to you, Russell, is let everyone know about your story, because everyone looks at the result. Yes, you know, ClickFunnels, I get it. But man, you've had some ups and downs, and you've overcome massive adversity. Let's go to the beginning and just talk about some of the bumps you've had along the way, because everyone thinks the result is the thing, but they don't see the evolution. You're a family man. You are there for your students. And people don't really know the true Russell. If they can, you know, if our tribe can hear about it, that would be awesome, of some of the adversity that you've overcome, because they think it's just the result and they only see the good part. They don't see what's behind the curtain.
Yeah. We don't share the crashes as often as we should, but they're there for sure. But I got started about 12 years ago in this business, and I was lucky enough to find people like Alex and Armin, some of like the founders of this whole industry, and study from them and learn. And at first, it was me creating little info products, little software products, and then that turned into more. And I think you fast forward probably 3 or 4 years after the first time I met you, Alex, and we had built a big company. We had over 100 employees. We had a big call center and coaching, all these things. And we were making a lot of money, but we didn't, looking back now at our books, we didn't get to keep a lot of that money because there's so many people, so much stuff. And it was expensive. Getting leads were expensive and selling the leads and fulfilling and all this stuff. And it just grew bigger. Like, I remember waking up one day and just thinking like, what am I doing? Like, I'm a little kid. I shouldn't have 100 people's families like responsible that I'm going to show up and produce. And one day it was like January 15th or 16th or something. I remember, it was like 11:30 in the afternoon. Everything was cranking. And all of a sudden, like one of my guys came in like, hey, we're trying to run credit cards. Nothing's working. And I'm like, we'll try one of our, we had 14 merchant accounts at the time. They tried another one. Didn't work. And I tried to call our merchant provider. It took us a day to get a hold of anyone. And then that day they said, yeah, we shut down like 800 people's accounts today, including all of yours. And, you can't get an account back again. I was like, what are you talking about? I have 100 employees. I got to pay. Money needs, you know, and anyway, they basically came back and said, well, you got to prove that this whole, like, you got to prove that you're innocent. And we spent another 2 or 3 days proving we were innocent. Finally, like, congratulations, you are not a scam artist. We'll let you have your merchant accounts back. And I'm like, sweet. And so then we start processing all this money, but then no money showed up in my bank account. And I'm like, okay, where'd all the money go? And I call them back up and like, yeah, well, we have your accounts on 100% reserve. I'm like, what does that mean? Like, we'll keep 100% of your money. I'm like, for how long? Like for 6 months. I'm like, how am I supposed to, we have a business. We can't wait 6 months to give it back out. And it was just craziness. And finally we got them to unfreeze our accounts, but they kept like $250,000 in there. And it was just this horrible storm that happened over about a 30-day period of time. And we ended up having to lay off like 60 or 70 of my closest friends, like during Christmas time. And then like thing after thing. And then I found out like the person in our books at the time wasn't paying our payroll taxes. Oh. I can't tell you all this stuff. And I remember one day it was, this is like a year of like all these trials and horrible things. And one day I woke up and it was the spot where like, I was sitting there. I'm like, I wish I had a boss so that somebody could fire me. Like, that would be the greatest gift for me, but I can't. Because if I quit, all these people lose their job. If I quit, I can't pay payroll taxes, which I'm going to go to jail, which means my five kids are never going to be able to hang out with. Like, and I was just like, this is horrible. And so that was like the bottom of the bottom. And I don't talk much about that, but it was bad. And that was probably 6 years ago now. And the nice thing about when you hit rock bottom is that you're on a really solid foundation, trying to figure out what you're going to build now, what you're going to do next. And we kind of stopped the whole coaching business for 4 or 5 years. And like I said, let's just get back to the basics. Let's sell stuff like we used to back in the day. And so we started launching supplements and weight loss products and different information products and a whole bunch of stuff. And we just focused on doing the business again for probably 3 or 4 years and have any kind of coaching at all. And then about that time is when we decided, you know, let's build this thing called ClickFunnels. Let's kind of help entrepreneurs again. And then that's completely blossomed and into what it is today, which has been insane. So that's kind of one of the big dips. We've had a lot of other little dips in between, but that was definitely the biggest one.
Yeah. Awesome. And for those that are familiar with Blab, you can start to see some of the questions come through, and that's awesome. As Alex said, perhaps at the top of the show, just in case you missed it, we're going to be doing a little green room afterwards. We'll try to get to as many questions as we can. You're doing exactly the right way. Hit the slash Q or put it there in the feed. But slash Q is definitely the best way to hold on to the questions so we can scroll through those as we can. Now, Alex, I'd like to address why I chose recurring for my word. Cool? All right, sweet. So, all right. You know, Russell, here's the thing that I find that most entrepreneurs struggle with. And that is, they go out, they go on the hunt, they bring in a client pays them, project ends, and then they're back out on the hunt, right? So it's like this continuous circle of like finding clients, servicing clients, getting paid, finding new clients, servicing clients, getting paid. One of the beautiful things that you've been able to do over the years is create these recurring streams of income and ClickFunnels, I guess you might even say, man, is that your holy grail of recurring income?
Yeah. Yes, very much so.
Yeah. And so talk to just for those who are unfamiliar with what recurring income means to you. First of all, what does it mean to you? And in the scheme of business, how important do you think it is for people to create some degree, some form of recurring income?
Yeah. I think one of my mentors, David Fry, I know you guys know David, but he told me one time, he said, until you have recurring income, you don't have a business, you've got promotions. And it's true. Like, I look at my business prior to the first time I had any kind of recurring, it was like you said, like make some money. And then it was like feast and famine, right? We feast and then like the money would run out. Oh, and they're like, okay, we got to create something again. And we feast again. And I remember that was like working really well when it was just me. And then I had, some of my friends started hiring some of my friends and employees. And it's weird thing is that entrepreneurs, we get good at like eating what we kill, right? Mm-hmm. Where employees, like they want to get paid every 2 weeks, whether you get paid or not. Like they're expecting that.
And darn,
like,
those employees.
I'm like, you guys, we haven't made any money yet. They're like, yeah, but we got to get paid. I'm like, oh man. So we're like, so I remember this time as I hired these employees and I was like locking myself in a room trying to make money to pay them. And they were out there like, Russell, what should we do? And I'm like, don't talk to me. I got to make money so you can cover payroll. And it was just this horrible thing that almost, you know, another one of my dips. I remember it was Christmas time. This is, man, probably 10 years ago now. I'm outside hanging up Christmas lights, realizing like, I don't know how we're going to pay payroll. Like, I don't have another idea to kind of make real quick to help pay everyone. I was all stressed out. And then I thought, hey, we need to make something recurring. We had an idea for this newsletter. We put it out there. We launched it. And that saved us. We were making about at the time 30 grand a month in this recurring income, which covered payroll and overhead, all these things. And now we could relax and think things through it and be strategic and try to figure out what to create in a spot where we're not like in desperation, like running a million miles a minute. We could step back, like, what are we going to create that's going to be amazing, that's really going to serve people? And it just gave us the ability to build off of a smart foundation. But I think that especially if you start bringing on people in a team, you have to have some kind of recurring or else it gets really hard.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, the word I had was breakthrough. And the reason it's breakthrough, we know why recurring was the word, but there's always a defining moment or a breakthrough moment. And I want to touch on ClickFunnels because it's a brilliant concept. It's kind of the next generation of what we saw with other, you know, software as a service programs, which I'm not going to mention because, you know, I use some of them, but you went to the next level, kind of more of a drag and drop in a membership style where people are actually, you know, you're thinking ahead. But there's a breakthrough moment where you hit critical mass. And you had to do something with influencers, with ClickFunnels, to get them on board, to get them to be motivated and inspired to promote for you. And that's what most people watching this blab don't understand. Like, what is a big idea that helped break through all the clutter and the fog of launching something new? Because so many things that have been launched haven't, you know, come through, even though they're awesome pieces of software, awesome, you know, training. So what was a breakthrough moment for you? What was a big idea that put ClickFunnels through that critical mass period?
Yeah, great question. In fact, what most people don't know is we launched ClickFunnels initially and it bombed. So like, it's kind of, and I'll tell that story because it's interesting, but first off, I want to say—
So did the iPod. I mean, the first launch was a bomb. And so, yeah. You know, coming back, breaking through that adversity, that's what I want people to hear because they don't know that story.
Yeah. So first off, like I'm great. I'm lucky because I have partners in ClickFunnels that are amazing. Like, two of them, Todd Dickerson and Dylan Jones. Dylan spent over 6 years building the ClickFunnels editor. So if anyone wonders like why it's so amazing, like that was his life for 6 years. And we were lucky enough to bring him in as a partner and have that. And Todd is like the most amazing developer I've ever met. He can do more in a weekend than a team of 10 guys can do by themselves. But we came together and like, we had the same frustration that everyone else had. And you know, at the time we launched a supplement and I can't even tell you the headaches we went through to build the supplement funnel. Every time we wanted to change something, it was just this headache. And we sat down one day, and they both of them don't live here in Boise. One lives in Toronto, one lives in Atlanta. And they flew out here and we sat in front of a whiteboard for a week. And I was like, what if we create something that could do this? And I write it down. And like, I was just putting my wish list of like, you know, my most amazing dream ever. And they sat down like, that's not going to be possible. Oh, we could do that. And I know how we can do that. And so we kind of like made what us marketers would actually want. And then I'm lucky enough to have partners like those guys who have the vision and can actually go and create it. And so we did all the work and we got all excited. And I thought like when we launch this, we'll get 10,000 members the first 7 days. Like that was like that was the number in my head. And I was like, that was like even being conservative. So I'm like, oh, it'll probably be like 40 or 50, but we'll just do it. You know, we'll say 10. And so we did this huge coordinated launch, we sent out packages with affiliates, with all this stuff. And we did this launch and like, it, like nothing happened. Like we got a few hundred people and it was just like, and I remember being sick to my stomach. Like we'd invested like close to $1 million at that point of all the money we were dumping into that. We had, you know, over a year of development. I was just sick. Like how, like, do these not get what we created for them? Like, this is like the thing, like, but for whatever reason, like people didn't get it. And it almost felt like it was too early or we didn't sell it right. And it's all these things all put together. And honestly, I didn't know what to do. Like the first probably 30, 45 days, I was just sitting there like, wow, I thought I was good at this whole marketing thing. Like I totally just missed the mark apparently.
Time out. Did you feel like, be honest, because this is kind of like, okay, we're getting to the heart of things. Did you feel like thrown in the towel at that moment?
Oh yeah. Like I was, not that I ever got depressed, but I was just like, man, like I really thought this was going to be a big deal. And I felt like, imagine like Christmas, right? You go and you give your kids like this gift and you're so proud. Like, this is the best thing in the world I can give you. And they open it like sweet in the throat. And then they start, that's what I felt like. Like, you guys don't understand what we just gave you. Like, this is like, I'm giving you a $1 million gift and it's a free trial. Like, just go try it. And people wouldn't. And it was just like, I don't get it. So yeah, it was hard. And it's kind of funny because what happened is, you know, Mike Filsaime's a friend of all of ours. And Mike asked me to come speak at one of his events. And I said, yes. And then he was like, I need you to sell ClickFunnels at it. I'm like, no one's buying ClickFunnels and it's free right now. So I don't even know what to do. And he's like, well, you got to figure out $1,000 version of it because you're speaking next week at this event. And so I'm like, all right. So we kind of sat down and I've done a lot of webinars, tons of stuff I learned, Alex, from you. From that, I was telling you before, Teleseminar Secrets. I can see it right there. Like a lot of my initial, like how I structure my presentations, tons I learned from you. But I have kind of a script now that I call the perfect webinar. And I sat down, I said, okay, I'm going to just plug in ClickFunnels into this script that I've been kind of developing over the last 10 years. I plugged in and made a presentation, flew out to Mike's event, did the webinar or did this little presentation live, and we sold 33% of the room. And I was just like, people running to the back. And I was like, oh man, I think we did it. And a couple of things I learned from that is that most people, when I was like, hey, you need to build a funnel, they're like, okay, like I get that, but I don't know what, like, they don't know what to do. And so this presentation like showed how I use it, right? Like I explained, when I'm going to go launch a supplement, like I go and I buy 20 people supplements and I want to see what their sales process is. And after I have that, then I diagram it out and then we go and we build it. And so I just showed like, this is how we do it. And suddenly the education piece was like, oh, that's how this works. And as soon as people connected that and they had that education piece, then it becomes a no-brainer. And then they can go and they have now the education and the tool to go and run with it. And so that was kind of the first aha, like, okay, that works, selling it that way. So then we came back and like, well, let's do webinars and sell it for $1,000. But the next thing is like, our goal is we wanted a recurring product. We didn't want like $1,000 product once. Like it's hard to build a sustainable company off that. We wanted to hire the best developers, the best support team. We needed a recurring business, but it was hard to get affiliates to promote a free trial because there's no money for them up front. And the webinar was just, you know, upfront money with no recurring. And we're like, there's gotta be a blend of this. And so we did something, it was a kind of a test, and it turned out to be the greatest thing that we did in the entire rollout of this company. And if any of you guys have software, like I recommend, like this is the model. But we did, we created a webinar funnel. And so someone registers for the webinar, and on the thank you page, we say, hey, on the webinar, we're gonna be talking about this thing called ClickFunnels. Go get a free trial so you can play with it before the webinar happens. Mm-hmm. And that was kind of the thought. And what happened, we started in the webinar, and the webinar converted great. Like let's say we sold 100 people on the webinar. If we sold 100 people on the webinar, we get three times as many people who would then take that trial. So we get 300 people now on trial who then 14 days later are getting billed $97 a month. And that became this model where now like affiliates can promote. They get this big, huge upfront EPC, earnings per click, because we convert really well on the webinar. Plus they get this recurring coming in afterwards. And now we're getting the best of both worlds, where we get the big surge of cash that gets affiliates excited, but we're getting the recurring, which is what gets us excited. And between those two things, we had an offer that worked, you know, the ability of continuity, ability to pay affiliates up front. It gave us the, you know, perfect storm to be able to grow.
So paying partners quickly, that was a big deal. Because Bill Sain pioneered that as well, you know, early on, and that worked for him.
Yeah. Yeah, it's hard because affiliates like, and I'm an affiliate, so I understand, like, we're very short-sighted. We're like, I send an email tomorrow, how much money is in my account? Like, if it's like 2 days away, like, I'm not interested. So it's like, we have to figure out how to get affiliates the most amount of money up front possible. And then now if we have this recurring check coming in on top of that, like for example, I mean, Philip Sillian is a great example. He was one of the very first webinars we have ever done. And the first year of our company, he did three webinars to his entire list. Each webinar did like 150, 200 grand. I think they did almost $1 million in sales by themselves. And I never once asked him to promote. He just kept every month getting this recurring check in the mail. And it kept reminding him like, hey, we should do this again. I can't tell you how many affiliates we had that did two or three webinars last year, and they asked us, which had never happened in the history of my life, where they're like, hey, my check keeps getting bigger each month. Can we do that again? All right.
Yeah. Let me ask you a question, just kind of going back to the whole concept of, and this is great, man. Appreciate the candor around this. Let's just kind of go back to the whole concept around being an influencer. First and foremost, do you consider yourself to be an influencer?
I don't, I guess like the byproduct, what we do that has kind of happened that, but that's not like ever my goal. Like I'm so excited by this stuff that like, I can't not share it. I feel like a little kid who just like found out about something amazing. You're telling all your friends, you're going crazy. That's how I feel. Like I'm just so excited and so grateful to be part of this conversation, be part of it. And the byproduct is that I think that's happening, but it's not something that was ever really designed or thought through. It's just kind of a cool thing to see happening. And I'm just grateful. Again, I'm just grateful to be part of this whole process. It's been so much fun.
So if somebody wants to be an influencer and have that sort of, as we're calling it, right, push button influence. I mean, you push a button, you make something happen. I mean, when you go all live on Periscope, when you go live on Facebook Live, when you push a button, things happen, right? I mean, that's the beauty of having that following, having that tribe, having built that community. In your mind, if you could give people one core tip to what it takes or what they should do, and here we are at the end of the year, so let's think about it 2016. What's one core thing that people should be thinking about doing insofar as becoming that type of person who has push button influence, perhaps by the end of the next year?
Yeah, definitely. So I'll tell you something that's probably backwards from what most people will say, but I think it's the most important thing possible. So I told you this before, we took like a 4 or 5 year hiatus. We stopped coaching and doing that kind of stuff, right? And like 2 years ago, I decided I really enjoy like working with some entrepreneurs again. I want to relaunch our coaching program. So what I didn't do is go put up a page and be like, hey, I'm Russell. I'm amazing. You should join my coaching program, right? Like that's annoying. No one likes that. Like I don't want to be that guy. So instead what I did is I went and I looked out there. I'm like, well, who would be my dream customers eventually? Like entrepreneurs who are successful, doing like $1 million a year, but struggling here and here. Like, and so I started looking around and I found this dude online who I have amazing respect for. His name is Drew Canole. I think you guys know him. He owns FitLife TV. And at the time I was going through this juicing phase where I'm like, I'm juicing everything. And then Drew's like the coolest dude ever. He's juicing. He's got like 1.5 million fans on Facebook. And so I'm just like, I just like think this guy is awesome. So I'm buying his stuff anyway. I'm juicing. And turns out he's in San Diego. He's friends with one of my friends. And so I was going out to San Diego. So I called my friend. I'm like, hey, could you introduce me to Drew? Like, I just, a huge fan of his, would love to meet him. And so he called, I'm in San Diego, and he calls and connects me and Drew. And I'm like, hey, I'm in San Diego today. Can I swing by your house and say hi and just meet you? And he's like, sure, that'd be fine. So I drive to his house. I took my very first Uber I ever took. I took an Uber over to his house, and I get there, and he kind of shakes my hand, and I come inside. And I walk in, and sitting on his desk is kind of funny. Like in front of us is this book. This is like one of my very first like books ever put out. It's sitting on his desk. I was like, oh, hey, man, you got our book. Like, so you know who I am. Like, that's cool. And he looks at me. He's like, last week I was on Facebook. I kept seeing your face. I clicked on it. I bought this book. Last night it shows up. I'm reading the book, and I'm thinking in my head, wouldn't that be cool if Russell could come and work with me on our funnels? And then Carl texts me saying that Russell's in, and now you're sitting here in my room. It's like the freakiest, weird thing ever. So that's kind of a funny thing. So we're talking, and just – anyway, just super cool guy. And I was like, hey, I'm here with my family, but – I would love if I could come back next week next month and just see if I can help you guys. Like just work for free and just try to serve you guys. And he's like, okay, cool. What's in it for you? I'm like, nothing. I'd love to come and just, I think what you do is awesome. If I can help amplify that anyway, be a huge honor for me. I would love to do it. And he's like, okay, like what's your angle? I'm like, I got no angle. It'd be fun. So he's like, all right. So a month later I fly out and I just went there and with no expectation, just like, how can I help serve these guys? We spent a day in their company working on a whole bunch of stuff, fixing some of the funnels they had already, and then helping them with their new supplement funnel for Organifi they were launching. We had a supplement as well, so I kind of showed them what we had done. And then over the next like probably month or so, I work with all my clients through Voxer, which is like a walkie-talkie app. So we Voxered back and forth with the guys on his team that are building out the funnel, and they launched Organifi, and it just blew up. Like just they sold out in like 5 minutes, and they were on back. Anyway, just crazy. And they had tons of success, right? So I worked for free. I gave someone a result. And then in return afterwards, Drew made me this video like basically saying, Russell came and completely transformed our business. You should listen to him. He's awesome. I took that video. I posted online and then had a coaching application page down below. And then I promoted that. And so I think what most people do backwards is they're like, hey, I'm an expert. You should give me money. The reality, you got to change that. You need to go and work for free. You got to go serve someone. You got to go change someone's life. And then after you've done that, capture that result. And that is your sales message. People always tell me, like, how sales changing in the future? The way that sales is changing is it can't be you talking about how great you are. It's got to be other people talking about how great you are. And I look at our coaching now. Every time we give someone an amazing result, I fly them to Boise. I record. I capture that. And that becomes the new sales video, sales message for whatever it is we're selling. And I think so that'd be my recommendation. If you want to become an influencer, it starts at step one. It starts with you serving, you giving, you helping, you changing someone's life. And I tell people, like, if you're creating, like, this is a supplement we're creating, right? I don't go and just create a supplement and start selling it. I go and give this thing free to people, and I want them to have a result. If they do, that's what I need to grow a company. That's how I grow influence, is by that serving first. And so that's what I would say is, you know, the biggest thing to start with is quit thinking about how to sell your product. Start thinking about how you can change someone's life first, and then everything else good will come on the back of that.
Yeah, along those lines, too. Is, you know, I have two kids, and the moment I see them doing something good, even if it's a little thing, kind of like someone has a breakthrough in your tribe, you get them on camera, or you know, you get them to brag about it, because that little thing can turn into something big, you know, like an acorn turns into an oak tree. In your case with funnels, many people talk about the importance of funnels. Many people talk about how important a funnel is to grow a business. But yet I will venture to say that the majority of the people watching right now do not have a funnel. So let's just put the pink elephant out in blab. Since, you know, purple seems to be the color here. Let's go purple elephant. And it's like turning, you know, with the trunk going up, maybe two elephants back to back. What is the first funnel that you would start with, Russell, for anyone watching right now? If they were starting from scratch and they're supposed to have one, but they just haven't gotten around to it because, you know, planning is not sexy. So what would be the very first funnel that you would advise them? Because they got you right now.
It's a great question. In fact, I just started my second book, which I swore I'd never write a book again, but I wanted to make something that's very sequential like that, like, to answer your question. Because that's what people are like, hey, like our first book talked about all these cool things, but a lot of people are beginning like, well, where should I start first? What I think is the smartest way to start, the first funnel, I think, because this will help you to kind of develop yourself as well. Again, like the big key to being an influencer is like, you got to develop yourself. Like if you looked at I've got a bookshelf from here to there, probably, I don't know, 500 books. And I've got 3 bookshelves in the hall. Like I'm obsessed. I've gone through everything Alex has ever put out, you know, amazing guy. Steve stuff's awesome. Like I go through everything and like, I'm trying to consume. And so the first funnel, I think that's the most important for people, because it's going to help build you and help build your understanding and your tribe and everything ahead of time, is basically like a telesummit or a webinar summit or a whatever funnel like that. Because what's cool about it is, if you've read the book .com Secrets, I talk about this concept that I learned from a guy in the dating market about the attractive character, which is your personality, like how you communicate with people, right? And eventually like your attractive character is probably gonna be a leader or something like that. But when you first get started, typically you don't start that way. What most people should start is more as like an interviewer. Like I want to be the person that is gathering knowledge. Okay. When I got started in this business, I did, I don't know, probably 10 different telesummits. And that's why I learned 90% of what I learned was like interviewing guys like Alex and Armin and all these people, because they knew way more than me. So let me pick their brains in a format that serves other people and start there. So I would say, I think starting that way, because what will happen is use that as a tool to get people into your world. You are the interviewer and you are interviewing all these people, which is going to increase your skill set, help you become better at your game and what you're doing. And then when that thing transitions, by the time that telesummit thing is over, then you transition to the next phase of your personality, your brand, which is now no longer you the interviewer. Now you are the expert at a piece of that. Like where do you fit in this kind of ecosphere within your market? And I think that that's the best way to start. We're working with a guy really close. He's launching a biohacking company. We're going to have supplements, a whole bunch of stuff be after that. But we're starting with a telesummit funnel because right now his name's not out there. Like we need to get his name out there and do something like that and help get his skills even better. And so that's kind of the first funnel we're doing. And so that's where I think people should start there because
what's a good lead magnet for? That's a great answer, by the way. I agree, because that's what launched my career 15 years ago was the telesummit model. But what would be a good lead magnet after the telesummit's done and now there's a replay? What have you experienced as far as lead magnet?
Yeah. So this is fun talking about this. This is the exact process that my book's going through. So, so it's kind of, it's from top of my mind right now. So in my mind, like you do this telesummit, right? You get a big audience. Maybe you got 1,000 or 5,000, 10,000 people now who follow you, who are part of your tribe. And so the first thing I want to do now is what we talked about earlier, is I need to get a result for people. Okay. Like, and kind of figure out like, where do you fit? Like every market, there's like this ecosystem, right? And there's different people that kind of fit in different spots. Like where do you fit in there? And so what I recommend doing is there's a kind of funnel that Dagan Smith kind of invented this a little while ago called an invisible funnel. And what an invisible funnel is basically it's a funnel that gives you the ability to work for free for someone and give somebody a result. If you want to see one, this is one we did last year and we're actually gonna be doing it this year. Every year we do this one because it's kind of a fun January funnel. But an example, if you go to doubleyourreading.com, you can see an example of one. So Howard Berg is the world's fastest reader. He's one of my friends. And so we do an invisible funnel each year with him, where basically you come to this thing, you register for this webinar. It's 4 hours long. You put a credit card in, but you don't pay anything. You jump on this webinar and Howard will double your reading in 4 hours. If he doubles your reading after the webinar, you pay $100. If he doesn't, then you just message us and you don't pay a penny. So I give Howard the ability to serve you first, to get a result first. And then if it works, then they pay later. And so for me, like after you got this tribe of people, the first thing I do, I want to get some results. So boom, now I transition to, let's do an invisible funnel. This is how it works. As you just finished the biohacking summit or whatever it is, come on this thing right now. We're going to be focusing on my part, you know, what my specialty is, which is blah, whatever that is. But I don't want you to take my word for it. Come through the process. It's going to be a week-long process and we're going to help you. Let's say it's a juicing. You're going to come on this juicing thing and for 7 days, you're going to go through this juice cleanse. You're going to lose 10 pounds. And if you lose 10 pounds, then you pay at the end of it. Otherwise, don't worry about it. And those of you guys who do get the result, then we're going to leverage that for whatever the next thing is and kind of move from there. But that way, it comes back to what we talked about before. Is now you got the ability to get a result for people. And I think that that's the smartest second move, second funnel in the queue.
Yeah. And, you know, it's interesting, right? Because I believe that everyone is an expert at something. And so a lot of people just don't know it. And they're afraid to, well, maybe, I'm not sure if you know this or not, but the tagline for Push Button Influence is broadcast your brilliance, right? And so we believe, and as I'm sure you do as well, that everyone has some brilliance that they can share with the world. But frankly, either A, they don't have the confidence, or B, they're not really sure who their people are. And so what sort of tips or strategies can you recommend for people to think about insofar as how to identify really like who their people are so that when they're talking, it's just comfortable for them, they're confident because they speak that language. And it's really just, it's sort of that zone of brilliance for them. Any tips or strategies on that in terms of maybe how you help some of your clients figure out who their people are?
Yeah, I think one of the biggest problems is that whatever like we're an expert at, whatever we're an influencer, whatever that is, like for us, it's second nature. So it's not that cool. Like for me, I'm like, yeah, we made a book funnel. Like that's pretty easy. Like I do that all day long. But for everybody else, it's like, holy cow, this is like your superpower, right? And so typically the hardest thing we have is that our superpower to us seems like it's like common sense because it's so easy. But for the rest of the world, it's like the superpower. And so I always tell my kids, I'm like, everyone has a superpower. Like, what's your superpower? And so my kids, it's really fun. They always try to figure out like, like my superpower is eating and my super, you know, whatever their thing is. But I believe God gives everybody multiple gifts. But I think that everyone's got at least one gift that that we're blessed with, we're endowed with, whatever you want to call it. And and most of us, because just the nature of it, like we don't even realize how cool that is. And so I think the biggest thing initially is understanding that like what you have is special, right? Mm-hmm. And then the next piece is finding out, how do you say, like figuring out your voice. Like I was watching videos of me from like 6 years ago, and I'm like this awkward, nervous kid. I don't even dare to look at the camera because I'm so nervous. And it's like, it's scary, right? Like when you first start doing it, it's hard. And so the biggest thing that I can say is that as soon as you figure out like this is my superpower, it's like start the publishing process immediately, whether it be Blab or Periscope or whatever. I tell all my people like open up Twitter, open up Periscope and start Periscope. You do a Periscope a day, excuse me, every day for the next year. And they're like, well, what if nobody shows up? I'm like, it has nothing to do with people showing up right now. It has like that's so besides the point. The only thing that matters right now is you've got to learn your voice. And every time you do it, you're going to get a little bit better. And you're going to understand that, you know, things like that. And every time you put something out there, most of the things we put out, people don't respond to for whatever reason, right? But we don't know that until we put things out there. Like when I first found out about Periscope, I started doing a Periscope a day. And I think I've done like 80 or 90 episodes. And people are like, wow, Russell, this is really cool. You do it every single day. Why do you do it every day? And for me, it's because I'm trying to see what people respond to. Some of my Periscopes, I get 500 people to show up. People are going nuts. They're going crazy. They're sharing it. Other ones, I get like 40 people that show up. And it's like, every day I get to learn a little bit more about what my people actually care about. I'm like, okay, they didn't care about that. Oh, wow, they did care about this. They actually shared this. Like, not only is that important, that's even really, like, let me do more of that and less of this. And it just helps you to kind of figure out your voice and figure out what people are responding to. Because you don't know what they're going to respond to. And my guess is what you think they're going to respond to, you're wrong. And so it's key to start putting stuff out there. And the market, the world, whatever you want to call it, will tell you what they want. And then you just do more of the good stuff and less of the boring stuff.
Well, let's complete this by talking about a prediction, put you on the spot, because 1 year from today, we'll come back, Russell, and see if you were right or wrong, right? So what is your prediction for the direction ClickFunnels is going to go without revealing too much, you know, internal stuff, behind the curtain stuff, you know, Wizard of Oz stuff? What's the prediction of how it's going to have an impact on the rest of the...
That's a great question. Thanks for that. Well, I know that, you know, in our minds, ClickFunnels, there's a couple of pieces of ClickFunnels. You have the funnel builder, which the most part is our vision of that is close to complete. There's features and little things like that, but for the most part, it's done. Backpack is like the affiliate platform, which there's reporting stuff, but it's pretty much done. We have a marketplace coming out. But I think that the future of where we are focusing our time and effort and resources is Actionetics, which is our marketing automation platform inside of ClickFunnels. So it's the email autoresponder, the text message autoresponder, and all the other pieces. You know, right now, there's been people and companies who've tried really hard to do marketing automation. And the problem is that they're so disconnected, it becomes hard, right? Like put a code here on this page, and then we'll tag the people over here, and then send out this, and it's like so disjointed that it's difficult. We want to make that process simple. So our vision for the next 6 months to a year with ClickFunnels is really trying to integrate all those things together. So the vision where I want things to go and what we're focusing on is, imagine somebody comes into any one of your funnels. They join your list, and the second they opt in, and we already do this right now inside ActionX, but it'll get more advanced. We go out in real time and we purchase data on all their social information, how much money they make, what magazines they read, what demographics, like everything. We pull that back in real time. Then half a second we have that. And then based on that, right now you can do basic segmentation. Okay, well, if they make over this much, send this email. If they make less, then send this email. If they got this many followers, send them this. So you can do basic segmentation right now. Mm. Where we're going is I want complete control of the funnel based on the person. So if you come to my funnel and you make $100,000 a year and you live in this neighborhood, I want you to see this upsell in this sequence. But if you are making $30,000 a year, I want you to see this process. And I want you to get these sequences. And I want to be able to change things on the fly based on who you are. And that's really where I think the future of what ClickFunnels is doing. And other companies have tried and they piecemealed it, but it's hard because they don't control the whole process. With ClickFunnels, because we control the whole funnel, I can tell like when you're coming back, how long you're staying, what you're doing. And we have so much data based on that we can do things that nobody else can do. And that's really where our focus is going and will be over the next 12 months. So it's going to make marketing really, really fun and really, really simple. It's going to be cool.
Yeah, pretty darn amazing. Now, oh man, Alex, 4:36 already, man. You know, you know me and you know the crowd. We'll keep going as long as we want to. But I'm going to defer to you, man. How long do you want to ask Russell to stay with us here?
Well, what we'll do is we'll close the formal part of the show, and then we'll go offline and we'll answer some questions for everyone who's been asking. So the people who are hardcore and they want to stick around until the top of the hour, we'll force Russell's hand, and then maybe he can seduce us to promote him after our launch because our list will be so much bigger, and I'd love to do that. So let's go for one more question, and then we'll stop the recording and do some private Q&A. How's that, Steve?
All right. Sounds like a really, really good plan. So, Russell, you know, definitely appreciate you being here. And Alex, I'll let you take the last question.
All right. So here's a biggie. One of the another annoying ones, he hired me in 2002. He called from Austin, Texas. I'll never forget it. And his partner went to speaker training with me, with John Childers. Annoying. And I'm talking about Digital Marketer and Ryan Dice and Perry, right? Anyway, they're huge, meteoric rise. And it's not like my consulting had anything to do with their success, especially for Ryan's. Super smart guy. But one thing he taught me, which I don't see a lot of people talking about in funnels, is when people come into the funnel to have an indoctrination, to get them to know, like, and trust you, no matter where you're coming in with indoctrination. And a lot of people, you know, talk about funnels, but they don't talk about indoctrinating them so that they get to know you and like you and trust you so that you can start segmenting them, so you can start ascending them. So I want to know what your thoughts about, you know, with ClickFunnels, indoctrinating people no matter where they're coming from, because they still got to know, like, and trust you as either a company or a brand. What are your thoughts about that? And I'm going to put you on.
Yeah, for sure. You know, it's interesting because there's a percentage of people you can sell just by having a really good sales message. And then there's a bigger percentage you can sell if they have a relationship. It's funny, just right before this call, I was doing a webinar, and we promoted that to people who have been inside of ClickFunnels for a long time. And so they're already ClickFunnels members. We did a webinar to those people selling the upgraded version of ClickFunnels, and it just crushed it, right? But like, they hadn't bought it before. They'd seen the message multiple times throughout, you know, the last year, but they hadn't, because there's different trust levels, right? If you look at the book.com secrets, I talk a lot about how I'm a big believer in a value ladder. Like, you give someone value, then they naturally want more, right? And if they get value there, then they naturally want more. And they keep ascending up and they keep wanting more and more and more. And the way we structure our funnels depends on that, right? Like if I'm selling, let's say, a free book, like, I don't have a lot of time to sell you, but it doesn't matter because the product is cheap and I just have to convince you that this is cool, and then you're in. Okay. If I get you on a webinar, I've got 90 minutes to tell stories and engage and build that relationship, and I can sell something for more expensive. And it's not that the webinar is a better, I mean, it is a better sales mechanism. The reason why is because I have 90 minutes to build that relationship and that trust with you, right? If I want to sell super high expensive things, like for us, we go through a high ticket funnel, which involves getting on the phone and just getting more and more trust. But that's the goal of these funnels. And as you're setting people up, it's all about that. From the funnel structure, but then also from the email structure, like the emails that are going out. I'm a big believer in one of my favorite products to this day is Andre Chaperon's Autoresponder Madness, which talks about soap opera sequences, right? When somebody comes into your world, it's, you know, part of it's like a percentage are going to buy, but the bigger part is like, now we've got that name, like how do we build that relationship so that in the future they're going to want to buy from us and keep buying from us and keep ascending and keep doing things. It all has to do with that storyline and that communication. And it's happening. You know, people always say, well, where do I tell my story? Well, it's at every interaction with them. Every Periscope, I'm telling part of my story. And I'm on Blab here, I'm telling parts of my story. Every interaction, everything I'm doing, I'm trying to give that, because that relationship is what gets people to come and gets them to stick and gets them to continue to buy from you. I always tell people, like, I think I learned from Dan Kennedy, he talked about a buyer is a buyer is a buyer. When someone buys, they'll continue to buy, right? And what I found, people will buy and they'll continue to buy until you either offend them or you stop selling them stuff. And so, like, first off, don't offend people. And then second off, keep having things for people to buy, because they're going to keep on buying. Like, I think, Steve, I told you this. I was like, I wish Alex would come out and tell us Seminar Secrets 2.0. Because, like, I love, like, those are my favorite courses of all time. And I know that, like, people don't tell seminars much anymore, but I would buy it again because I want to keep buying teleseminar stuff from you. I mean, everything else is good too, but like, that was like, you know,
dude, I have a collector's item only for you. It's $25,000. There's only one copy out there, okay?
Done.
All right, Steve, let's wrap it up, man.
All right. Well, awesome, awesome interview, man. Really appreciate you being on. We'll stick around here in the green room and answer some questions as well after we officially end the recording here. But that's the benefit of joining us live, is we'll be able to answer some questions for you, and you'll have Russell here hanging out. And Russell, I know you, man. You can go. So you'll actually have to say, we've got to stop when you've got to stop. But, you know, for our first episode, Alex, man, I think we did pretty good with having Russell Brunson on. What do you say?
Well, we got a great guest. So we kind of got a ringer initially. We knew that he wasn't going to make us look bad. So, you know, he made us.
Yeah, awesome. And so we are going to do this Wednesdays at 4 p.m. Pacific. So be sure to join us next week. We're going to have Johnny Lee Dumas, the creator, founder, host of Entrepreneur on Fire. And to be kept updated on what we're doing here, please check out pushbuttoninfluence.com. And you can grab our brand new 2016 New Media Ultimate New Media Influencer Glossary of Terms, which we just released as well. So, Alex, I'm just going to say, man, here for our first Blab, awesome. Just lots and lots of fun. Appreciate everybody hanging out here. Russell, thanks for being the guinea pig with us. And after we officially end here, we'll stick around and answer some questions as well. Alex?
Well, yeah, before you end, let's get it on audio so we can put it in the show notes when we repurpose it. Russell, best place, because it's not a cloaked affiliate link, okay? We know that. So what's the best place they can go to learn more about you and ClickFunnels?
So I got two main sites. .com, secrets.com is where you can learn about me, my books, that kind of stuff. And then clickfunnels.com is where you can get software. We got a free 2-week trial. Jump in and just play with it, and you will see why everyone's talking about why it's so much fun. It'll be so much fun to use.
Awesome.
Yep. Awesome. All right. Well, thanks, Russell. On behalf of Alex Mandojian, this is Steve Ulscher, and we are going to go into the green room now as we end this first episode of Push Button Influence. Talk to you guys in just a moment.